It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Whiskey Stars and Cigars is almost here. It's presented by WQAM and Edmore Sawgrass All in All. You guys can talk sports with the WQAM staff on Wednesday, November 20th at our new location, Tabak Home. Cigars and spirits in Plantation Walk. You guys can enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded Series and a cigar from Drew Estate. That is Wednesday, November 20th at Tabacone Cigars and Spirits on Plantation Walk. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year. Sponsored by the Main Man. There's no way better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the Main Man. And by the injury law firm of Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call them up, 866-FAIR-FEE. Let us get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Heat back on the hardwood tonight. They take on the Detroit Pistons at 7 o'clock. No Jimmy Buckets tonight. He is going to miss his second straight game with an ankle injury. Yeah.
Tobin, you know what I'm going to get into.
What's that, buddy?
Are the Heat a better team without a certain number 22? Have we reached the capacity? Has he reached the capacity right now of the Jimmy excuses, the Jimmy antics? Have we reached the?
I mean, he really did hurt his ankle.
Can we? No, but here's, and this is why I tell you, injuries happen in sports. Okay, you can't plan for them. And in some cases, you can't prevent them.
Mm-hmm.
But that is why when you don't know when you're going to get an injury, you play when you can play.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, if you go through a maintenance program, then you get hurt. That's actually, you're missing more games than you really wanted to miss.
That's what's going on with Joel.
Right.
Joel Embiid.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So from that standpoint, that's why I don't like when they do the maintenance program.
Yeah, but they haven't been with him. And to be fair, like he's been playing. He
more
was playing,
minutes than anybody.
Yeah, he's been playing hard. He's been getting to the free throw line. Like I don't feel like Jimmy Butler's dogging it when he's out there.
I'm not.
He got hurt.
Now here's what I would say. It's weird because sometimes your team without a player is different, but not necessarily better, and we confuse the two. Right? Because you see him running more jump shots, more threes, more this, more that. And you go, ooh, this is cool. But I don't think they're necessarily better without Jimmy.
They played they basically couldn't play two more opposite games than they did from the game in Denver because Jimmy got hurt. Remember, that was a game where, what was the final score? 135-122.
Right.
He got hurt the next game. Then they allowed like 62% shooting. He got hurt very early in that game. The next game they played against Minnesota was 95-93.
Right.
You know, it was such a different game. So I don't know, Vlad. I don't really necessarily buy into that stuff. I don't think that Jimmy Butler's a deterrent. I think that they got a tough fought win. They had a great play. I will say, though, there is a weird thing with Jimmy and the Wolves. They don't beat him.
Yeah,
it's a weird thing. I don't understand what that is.
You've been saying that. You've been saying that for a while, and then you look at
it's just
it's
the like, facts. They don't beat him. They don't beat the Wolves with Jimmy Butler.
But they play better when he doesn't play against the Wolves. I don't know. It's just weird.
I don't know. I don't think – I'm not ready to call that fight yet. I'm not ready to I'm not ready to go into that one. But I am excited. I was excited to see Nico respond the way that he did.
In honor for Jimmy. In Jimmy's honor, he was doing that.
He loves Jimmy. Jimmy's taking a big role in his development. You have Spo the other night. This was Spo on Nico because he kind of called Nico out after, and now Nico responded, got a big time game-winning bucket for the Heat. He says this is the standard for Nico now.
Yeah, and this is the standard. now. I don't want to retreat. I don't want, you know, to have to do things to get something out of players. He was very good tonight. You know, in the detail standpoint, the effort standpoint, rebounding, size, defending multiple efforts. I love that one possession with Anthony Edwards on the wing, and he closed him out. That could have been a flyby, leave a wide open step back three. Instead, he made another spin, another effort to contest it. Did that affect Anthony Edwards? I don't know. I'm just looking at the efforts. I'm looking at the process. And then that generates the karma of the game. Now the ball finds him and he makes some really important plays. It wasn't only that play at the end, it was they were doing such a great job at denying Terry and Tyler. We didn't have any other triggers, and we rebounded, and then Nico brought the ball up to court. He got a lob to Bam, and the next time down, he ends up finishing a tough layup against Gobert. But it's you know, the karma of the game. You do the right things throughout the course of it. You know, you hope the basketball gods, you know, are watching. Man, that's at least what this old coach felt like tonight.
All right, dude. First of all, I don't know if I'd call you an old coach. Second of all, this has been a very philosophical last couple of segments with everybody. What are you looking at me for? Why? What is that look of disgust on your face?
I mean, man, you do realize what two coaches you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well,
fire and forged and fire and like he went all the way around. Let me tell you what this sounds like. He talked all of us in circles just to not have to say, yeah, I wanted to jumpstart him again. So I wanted to, you know, kind of have him coming off the bench so he'd be hungry. That's it. He ain't have to go into the Mike McDaniel analogies and all that.
I hope the basketball gods reward you.
Sometimes,
from above.
Sometimes in anything, you get a little too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And as a coach, he's got to get you back into that hunger mode, right? Into that, hey, time to pay attention to details or whatever, especially with young players.
I like it just because I feel like Nico is dynamic with the ball in his hands in those rebounding times. And I do feel like in this starting lineup, when you have a Jimmy, a Bam, a Terry, and a Tyler, they all are going to have some point. Like, where is his spot? Where is his spot to make that impact when he's best? He's not best as a spot-up shooter. You know, that's not his bag.
Right.
You know, I like when he can get out on the run and make a cool-ass pass and get out on the run and try and
so
finish,
basically
get
a
freight train.
He's in the Tyler Hero young player position.
Yeah,
where Tyler
he was this last game. He was this last game, and right. I think, you know, Jaime is going to be a little bit of that too. But
I think they move a lot of people around just to see where they best fit, and where they best fit this team. You think they move Scary Terry or Scary Terry to have him hang out with that second unit a little bit more?
I don't think so. Not yet. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out in the future, but I think for right now,
And here's the thing that I hated about Tyler saying I want to be a starter,
mm-hmm.
is that he was still at the time playing more minutes than anybody.
Yep.
So, like, I think as a veteran, the conversation would be a little bit easier, or like.
Well, he's definitely going to start. He's been arguably the best player.
No, I know, but I'm talking about with Terry.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, you stagger them more.
It's possible. I would like that.
Right. But I would like to see Khalil play with Bam.
I would be intrigued by that, too.
But instead of Khalil.
Right now, I'm just happy he's getting
minutes. Khalil replacing Bam.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though he's replacing Bam, they play two different positions. Because Khalil's not on the perimeter as much as Bam is, defensively or offensively.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see because, you know, obviously Bam's got to get out of this offensive funk that he's in because, you know, he is.
Now go ahead. Say it.
Oh, he's.
Oh, you know, it's Vegas, baby.
Broadside of a barn. Oof, he's.
He missing all of his customary bunnies.
It's crazy.
Everything.
If it's not a dunk, it ain't going in for him right now. By the way, there's a couple of interesting things to watch in the NBA tonight. You have Klay Thompson's return to Golden State tonight. That's on national TV.
Oh, where's Frog Boy?
He's gone for the week. He'll be
here.
In Mexico.
He's in Mexico. And, of course, you got Joel Embiid's debut tonight against the Knicks.
Oh, God.
Why, are you nervous about that one?
I'm not nervous. Not never. Nothing to be nervous
Why
about.
Why is Joel Embiid against the Knicks?
Why is that? He hasn't played.
He going to play 3 minutes. You know how they count. That dude, listen, not for nothing, and I get he's a giant, very athletic, so he probably got a lot of bone on bone. I'm basically putting him in the same situation as Kawhi. Right? They got bone on bone, just other stuff. He's a giant. He's always falling, so he's always banged up. But then, you know he's going to play like 3 minutes.
And we, of course, always have to keep an eye. Bucks watch.
Dude, I wanted to bring this up. That was going to be in my the segment we did before.
Damage is done.
Damage is done. The Jaylen Brown, Giannis Antetokounmpo beef. Like calling a grown man, two-time MVP, a child.
Yep. Yo, I mean, he did do a very immature thing where he did
that.
Yeah, but you know what?
But I mean, and then like, Giannis, and I give Giannis credit. Giannis is weird, by the way. There's times he wants to get philosophical, and then there's times he wants to be a kid. He's like, well, yeah, I'll be a kid then. You can call me a kid. I'll be a child. I don't know. It's just weird. What's wrong with these green people?
I don't know.
These green teams.
I don't know. I don't know. But no Dame. He's in the concussion protocol.
How?
I don't know.
Probably hit his head on one of them bricks he shot on. Doink! Boop.
Oh, man. But they got the Raptors. And they lose to the Raptors tonight.
Hey.
Oof. Hey, don't lose to the
what
Raptors.
What happens first?
Hey, Bam might want to put on one of those HN helmets, too.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Guardian gap.
Yeah, he throwing some stuff up there.
We'll take a break. Back after this. Can you feel the beat within my heart? Can't you see my love shine through the dark? Can't you see that you must be a part of that beat in my heart? Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Got another pair of Tom Segura tickets we're going to give away before the end of today's program. But Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorney.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954. More.
Every time we come over here, every time Jennifer comes in, she blocks the view. It is mostly cloudy. Winds are coming out of the east at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. It has been absolutely hot as hell. So I don't know why it's November. I don't know why it's been 85 plus degrees. But it has been. And I would say there's a chance of some showers because it just looks so damn cloudy outside. But other than that, the thing you need to pay attention to is it's been hot as hell.
How you doing, Vlad?
What was the temperature guess?
85 to 90.
I mean, you got to give me 85 to 90. That's a wide range.
It's a very wide range. Pick one.
I would say 87.
He goes right between 85 and 80.
Plus, he prices right at us.
He played the prices right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right.
He always is.
Hey, dude, like, y'all don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
See, y'all lucky that we didn't get the video when we went to the golf tournament when I was out there throwing up my grass.
Very impressive.
I actually have
a man who was possibly throwing up some grass yesterday, Larry Zonka.
Was he smoking it?
Well, maybe. He was having a day yesterday on Twitter.
Was he?
Larry Zonka, my favorite follow during. I got him on Noties. Very excited every time he tweets about games. Larry Zonka tweets, on the board early, but what's up with this series? Hashtag MIA versus LAR. Hashtag
Finn. His hashtags are longer than his messages.
Larry Zonka. D looking good. They came to play. Hashtag MIA versus LAR. Hashtag Finn's up. Then he goes, hell yes, HN. Hashtag MIA versus LAR. Hashtag Finn's up. This was my favorite. Larry Zonka tweets, Campbell looks like a giant oak tree out there. Flex emoji. Hashtag MIA versus LAR. Hashtag fins up. What? Looks like an oak tree.
Yeah, batting down balls.
Then he says, before the game was over, he was confident. Looks like we're going home with a W tonight. Feels good. Congrats. Hashtag Miami Dolphins. Hashtag MIA versus LAR. Hashtag fins up. Go follow Larry Zonka.
He wants his tweets to be seen. That's why he hashtags.
I guess so. I guess so. But he is, I just liked when he was just like, on the board early, but what's up with this series?
Even though we got the win, I might be officially jumping off the Tua ship. Can't imagine ever winning a Super Bowl with him at quarterback. Lucas, I'd like to ask you a question. And you can just send it back in the chat. Give me five quarterbacks in the league that you can win a Super Bowl with, real quick. Five.
Have to be Lucas here, or you want him to actually do it?
I want him to do it.
Okay.
I want him to do it. Because I love the way we are quick to say somebody can or can't do it when all the guys that you think can do it haven't done it yet.
Except Mahomes.
Exactly.
Ruins it for everybody.
So why? Okay, so technically, everybody else, every other quarterback in the league.
You have an answer, by the way.
Go ahead.
He goes Mahomes.
Mahomes, Lamar, Allen, Burrow, and Herbert. There. That's the list of people that can win.
He said Daniels. And I think it's
Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud.
Okay, that's seven quarterbacks.
Jalen Hurts.
Question. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
How many have actually won a Super Bowl?
Patrick Mahomes.
Only Patty Mahomes.
That's it. So, who made you the foremost expert in determining what quarterbacks can or can't? Because as of right now, you got one.
Ruins it for everybody.
Who cares?
He's good.
No,
so what he's saying about Tua, I could say about any one of these other quarterbacks. Can I not?
Yeah, but okay.
Whoa.
There's a difference, though, with...
You're right. He's right. But I think, for the exception of Herbert, because Herbert hasn't won anything.
But,
in the place
like, again, Vlad, my point is this. You are just making an assumption with all the other guys based on what people are telling you and what you've seen. But the facts of the matter is every year we go into the year with these dumbass people talking about who they think can win a Super Bowl, and they never win. In fact, the greatest thing we went into this season with is this. Well, Aaron Rodgers, you know he won a chip.
Yep.
Tobin was in high school.
Whoa, I wasn't in high school.
Shut up. Let me make my point.
He's going, man. He's on a heater, man. Let him go.
So, for all you people who want to trash your quarterback, if you go and pick anybody else other than Patrick Mahomes, you're guessing because you don't know. You don't know. And if you're going to guess like that, then why can't you put Tua in it? Because he's won the same amount as they have. But because you, oh no, he can do it, he can do it. You know what? Before last year, nobody wanted Lamar Jackson. Nobody.
Yeah, anybody
nobody wanted to trade. Anybody could have had Lamar Jackson. Now all of a sudden he can win you a Super Bowl?
Still got to prove it in the playoffs.
Right. My point exactly. But if I told
but he's
you.
He's fun.
Wait, but if I told you right now, even though Lamar Jackson has and maybe never will win a Super Bowl, if I said you could have Lamar Jackson or Tua, a lot of people would take Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson's probably the only guy I'd have one of the few guys I'd have a conversation with. I love Lamar
but
Jackson.
But I'm just saying, like, what you think you know versus the actual facts.
Justin Herbert can kick
the
rocks.
The only guy of all of the top-rated quarterbacks that have won is Patrick Mahomes. So Tua and all these other quarterbacks who you say can or can't win are in the same boat.
The old guys, you don't count them anymore? Stafford?
Stafford was the closest old guy to win a Super Bowl.
He did win a Super Bowl.
No, that's what I'm saying. The closest old guy to win a Super Bowl.
What was he, 33 at the time?
No, I'm just saying in recent history.
Yes.
Right, that's it.
Well, Brady.
Well, he's not playing anymore.
All right.
So, like, I'm just saying, for all these people that want to say, like, dude, if you could figure out which one of these quarterbacks can and can't win the Super Bowl, your ass wouldn't be watching us. You'd be in some organization putting a team together, because the people that get paid a lot of money can't figure it out. So why are you trashing your quarterback?
I would like to, like, you know, knock it off with trying to tackle people.
Though. Okay, that's fine. That's so fine.
We could at least have him available.
But for somebody
to
have a list of seven guys that can win a Super Bowl and Tua can't, or you don't put Tua in that list for whatever reason you have, I would say this, you a damn fool, because they ain't won nothing. And I could say the same things you're saying about Tua, about them. Just because they've gone farther, that's it.
I mean, people would like to go farther.
Okay, that's fine. But that's not what the argument is. The argument is always, you can't win a Super Bowl with Tua.
So you're not letting me move the goalposts?
No! Well, you okay, according to, as of right now, here's what I have. I'm going to take your list, and I'm going to use the same thing with you. Let's see. Let me go down the list. Okay. Smith and Smolik, of course.
I was waiting for you to see that.
Yeah. He Mahomes, Rodgers, Stafford, Flacco, boxed in. Okay. Yeah. I'll give you Aaron Rodgers. Go ahead. See where that gets you.
I like how the coach in the Indianapolis, by the way, is.
Aaron Rodgers will get all of your team fired. Yeah, here we go. You ready? Mahomes has one. He is the, right now, he's the cream of the crop. But I can make the same arguments you're making about Tua with Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Burrow, and Justin Herbert. And in fact, if you look at Justin Herbert, he's been worse than Tua.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, so
Burrow's been to a Super Bowl.
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
So what? If you're going to say Tua can't win a Super Bowl, I can't say it. I can say it about all these quarterbacks.
I mean, it's a big accomplishment getting to a Super Bowl. Still pretty good.
Wait, you're moving the bar.
I'm not moving the bar.
He said that Tua, you can't win a Super Bowl with Tua. And according to his words, I say you can't win a Super Bowl with none of them.
Did Boudreaux play good in that Super Bowl? I feel like he did.
Yeah, okay. So what?
I do remember if...
So what?
Aaron Donald doesn't make that play. A certain all-pro cornerback for the Miami Dolphins currently was got burnt by Ja'Marr Chase, and that would have been a game-winning touchdown.
So, yeah. So now we're talking about team, right? We're talking about team right now, right?
I'm not talking about anything.
You see what I mean? Now we're talking about the team. We're not talking about the quarterback.
Just said that.
Which is my whole point.
Just saying getting to a Super Bowl is impressive.
Getting to the Super Bowl.
When he
I said, hey, if the Dolphins get to the playoffs this year, what are you going to say?
Oh, they better win a playoff.
See, why it's
been 24 years.
Wait.
Better win the playoff.
Like,
can I just make one proclamation?
No.
Can I just say one thing?
They are 3-6 right now.
I want you to say one thing. I just want you to hear me say one thing.
If they get to the playoffs, you're going to then say they need to win?
Oh, what? Yeah. Just because, hey, listen, just because you got a late start on the project does not mean that I'm not going to grade it the same way.
But your quarterback was hurt.
Give a rat's ass. He's always hurt.
He's not always hurt.
He's always hurt.
Dude, go look at the amount of...
Leroy, he's always hurt.
Okay. Okay. I would say... Go
I ahead. Love him. I'm a fan of him. He's always hurt. And by the way...
Wait.
He's not good at preventing it either.
Did Burrow miss more games than Tua?
No, they've missed the same.
Okay. So why can't
But you
want
to know something?
Can I say about Burrow?
Burrow's been to a Super Bowl.
That's so... But
he's been to a Super Bowl!
He's been to two AFC championship games and a Super Bowl.
Okay. But the one's the same year.
Huh?
You can't, like, you don't get to move it, like
the but, no, no, you no, get no, to, no, no, you no. don't get to move the goalpost on my preseason expectations.
I'm not moving.
Okay,
I see.
You are. Because you're
Let me say something. The facts haven't changed.
The roster is the same.
Wait. If you're saying they need to win a playoff game, but then your starting quarterback gets hurt and he misses four games and you lose all four games.
He came back.
Is it more of an accomplishment just to get there once you've gotten...
They blew three games they should have won!
Again, okay.
You don't get to, you don't get all of a sudden be like, well, guys, it was kind of nice we rallied back. No! What are you? That's like Deion Waiters saying they would have won the championship when they got to 41-41. He's like, these teams are so great. We're not in the dance.
Here, I can't. I'm not asking you to blindly believe, right? But if you're talking about all of these other quarterbacks, you're taking a blind leap of faith into their talents too. Because they haven't won.
You can't decide, though. Like, last year, they got off to a hot start, ended in a rut, got knocked out in the first round. Should I have had higher expectations?
Yes,
because the season started off higher?
Let me tell you why. Here's why. Because you had control of the division. And what made it a disappointment is the epic failure at the end of the year.
Yeah, well,
okay,
I didn't
but
sign.
That's because you started off the way you did. Okay, it was like, let me give you another example. Why was everybody so down on the Eagles this year? Because of the way they finished last year. Starting off 10-1 and just epic.
But they also are a year removed from going to the Super Bowl, which
that
the Dolphins have not.
To do it. Last year's price is not this
year. No, you don't get to change the price.
No.
We're not lobsters. See,
wait, look it up. Wait, perfect example.
What are you pointing it in for? You didn't do anything.
What did Jets fans talk about their defense at the end of last year?
I understand what they were saying.
Last year's team is not this
year. I'm not going off last year's team. I'm going off my expectations this year.
Yeah, but
do not change.
But once you lose your starting quarterback.
No, no,
so wait, let me
ask you. Whoa. We can't do about starting quarterback because, Jen, you can't use my Jets. You can't use the Jets example.
Last year?
Yeah, they lost their starting quarterback.
No. But again, you brought in a new quarterback.
There's no curve grading here.
So you didn't have that guy. I'm talking about the guy who was always going to be the leader got hurt. So he's back now. If they go on a little run here and win 6-7 games.
A little run?
I'm just saying.
They owe us back taxes on wins.
Hold on. If they go on a run and win 6-7 games and get to the playoffs, is that not an accomplishment?
They still got to win it.
Oh.
You don't get to add on year 25 and be like, but we rallied back. Oh. No.
Okay.
All Take right. a break. Back after this.
Oh, yeah. I'm with this.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Got one more pair of tickets to give away today to Tom Segura. He's bringing his Come Together tour to the Hard Rock Live on Thanksgiving Eve. Caller 4 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets to see Tom Segura at Hard Rock Live. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560 will win that pair of tickets. We had two to give away today. We have one the rest of the week, one pair of tickets to give away until Friday. So if you want to see some funnies, Tom Segura, check that on out. What's up, man? What are you doing?
Nothing. We good.
You're battling all the chatters?
I'm just, it's not that I'm trying to defend Tua, but you have to understand that, you need a certain level of quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But to put it all on a quarterback when we're all doing the same thing. I don't know if Tua can or can't win a Super Bowl. I don't look at the team like that.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the team as a whole. And we're sitting here down here talking about all the quarterbacks we say can win a Super Bowl that haven't won one. Then why are you doing that to your quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, it's been pretty clear what his value is to the team. We've seen what the other options are. It's not like anybody else can run this offense. The games they've lost, I mean, they've been right there. There's been critical turnovers. He's had one of them, but it wasn't like, I mean, nobody's determining whether a quarterback can win you a Super Bowl best or not. They can catch a snap.
Right.
So I don't really know. I mean, I think there's been other issues.
I think he gives you a chance. I think with the level of quarterbacking he plays, you have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the other thing. Can you win a national championship with Cam Ward?
No,
with Cam Ward. Can you win a national championship? Yes. You can't win a championship with Cam Ward and that defense.
Well, that's what I was thinking of.
But that's not Cam Ward. But again, that's what you have to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so in a team sport, to make it about one player and to say that's the reason why you can't. Now,
well,
the play
this.
Of a quarterback can be so bad that you have no chance.
Well, the thing is with the Dolphins right now, it's not really Tua that I have a concern with. Like, if I look at the Dolphins and you want to say, like, hey, can they make this turnaround? Like, yeah, probably if I wanted to look at it record-wise, they probably could. It's not the toughest schedule. I think they actually have the second easiest schedule left. Mm-hmm. It's their consistency through games that worries me. Like, it's like,
right.
You know, like yesterday I felt like they almost got out-dolphined by the Rams in some regards because yeah, of some of the mistakes
of the
Rams
the Rams were doing.
You know?
And
so,
didn't they say the same thing? The Rams, the announcers know about the Rams. Oh, man, they keep shooting themselves in the foot. I'm like, sounds like
yeah.
The Dolphins.
I was like, oh.
It's pretty much true if
yeah.
You really think about it.
Yeah.
The play, you know what the play of the game was, right?
The one where it made it a 60-yard field goal?
The 5-yard penalty.
That was killer.
Yeah. That was a 10-point turnaround.
Yeah, it was a killer.
Right.
That was it. That's something that usually happens to the Dolphins. Oh, one mistake, maybe a Mostert fumble or
just at an inopportune time.
Inopportune
time. Where it looks like you got a chance to either get in it or take control of the game. You have a mistake. You don't get the extra point or whatever. Or the field goal, and next thing you know, the other team's back in it. Yeah, but Tobin made a valid point that the Rams out-dolphined the Dolphins.
Yep, which I was not expecting because they've been playing good football.
They've been playing good, but so have the – listen, so have the Dolphins compared to what they've been playing the previous 4 weeks.
But then,
the last 2 weeks, they didn't win.
But then, Leroy, what did he say the other week? What happens when you start losing, you don't leave yourself margin for error.
Right.
So when you're playing good and then you make one mistake, you're not
right.
You're thinking with the talent and the team, the cohesion with the team, they'll be able to get back from that interception or turnover, and it doesn't happen like that.
Here's what happens, Vlad. It's when you do it over and over again, you always feel you'll find a way to do it, right? For example, the Canes. Nobody on defense ever felt they had to stop somebody because we got Cam Ward. They're going to keep us in it, regardless of how poorly we play.
He did say to him, give me the ball back one more time, and he did, and then he fumbled, which was, because I thought, I really did think when he got the ball back, I'm like, he's going to win this thing. I never thought in a million years he was going to end with a turnover.
When you look at the Dolphins, right, the last 2 weeks, they've been ridiculous ways to lose games.
Yeah, they threw up.
You know how crazy did you lose a game on a 61-yard field goal?
Well, they threw up the stat. Yeah, that all three of the last games they've either had the lead or tied in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. So, the difference between the Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs is that in those same moments. They will have the difference.
Not used
the
difference.
That's not used. There's a lot of differences.
Use another team.
There's just so many differences.
But
it's not even 15. They got Andy Reid. They got Big Red. You got Coach.
Time.
Coach Nike Fit.
Bundle Bruski.
How about this? You're going to say, and you can say to me, they have Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes has been absolutely terrible this year.
Well.
No. Go look at his numbers.
Terrible.
Well, terrible. He's been terrible.
He's terrible.
Strong.
It's above average for most everybody else.
Go look at it. Go pull up his numbers. You're going to be shocked.
I'll take his terrible name.
And I'm not saying you wouldn't take Patrick Mahomes. I'm just saying that the quarterback in that he is playing right now is being covered up by that defense.
Yeah. They got it's a giant.
Oh, 95 is a giant.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a moose.
Hey, you notice how quick when he say, I ain't coming until y'all pay me. And then after 12 days, they say, all right, come on in. We got you.
It worked for him.
That was the most gangster move ever. I'm going to come to the first game and watch the game in the suite and watch you guys can't produce without me.
Yeah. All right, everybody. That's our show for today. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.